Blog Talk Radio.
Learn how to take your caring and giving farther with the Caring and Funding Podcast powered by CAP America. CAP America, America's leader in cross-border philanthropy, helps corporations, foundations, wealth advisors, and individuals who wish to give internationally and with enhanced due diligence in the United States. Through its industry-leading grant management program and philanthropic advisory services, CAP America helps donors amplify their impact and ensure their gifts are made in a safe and effective manner. This Caring and Funding Podcast is dedicated to these donors and the charities they support. Our guests are leaders in their field who join us to share tips for success and stories that inspire. Our host is Ted Hart, the CEO of CAP America. After the show, you can find all our podcasts at capamerica.org, on iTunes, and now just say, Alexa, play CAF America on TuneIn. Now, welcome the host of CAP America's Caring and Funding Podcast, Ted Hart.
In 2015, the member states of the United Nations agreed to work towards a future without poverty, a sustainable planet, living in peace, and prosperity. The 17 Sustainable Development Goals, or the SDGs, were adopted to provide a framework of universal goals and targets to be achieved by 2030. CAF America was the first to join in this cause by pledging to code every grant we make to track to the SDGs and to report on the role that philanthropy can play in helping to advance the Sustainable Development Goals. It is our pleasure today to share with you the very first SDG Giving Landscape Report, an insight into philanthropic support of the SDGs worldwide. And to help me with this task is CAF America's Vice President of Thought Leadership, Kinga Ila. Kinga, welcome.
Thank you, Ted. Happy to join you here today.
Kinga, what are the five most funded SDGs in this report, and why are they significant?
The five SDGs that received the most funding throughout the period, this entire period from donors in aggregate, were quality education, SDG 4, good health and well-being, SDG 3, sustainable cities and communities, SDG 11, life on land, SDG 15, and no poverty, SDG 1. It is noteworthy that donors supported a very broad range of issue areas, and as a result, all 17 SDGs actually have been impacted through the funding provided over the time period covered in this report, which is from the beginning when the goals went into effect, January 2016, through April 2019. You asked me why is this significant, and I think this is probably the most significant piece. The other thing which I wanted to highlight is education was the issue area that mobilized the largest amount of charitable funding overall, as well as on an annual basis. The report follows the landscape, how the landscape changes throughout the years, and education came in second only in 2017. In that year, SDG 3, good health and well-being, was number one. Another thing which I would mention is that overall, the lowest level of philanthropic support was directed toward four SDGs, SDG 6, which is clean water and sanitation, SDG 7, which is affordable and clean energy, SDG 13, climate action, and SDG 14, life below water. So these SDGs remain the lowest throughout this entire period. And in this regard, actually, the report helped us and the research was very useful to identify funding gaps.
Kinga, you mentioned that quality of education, SDG 4, is extremely important throughout the entire report. I wanted to ask you to focus on quality of education, and in this report, there's so much information that we can learn about each of the SDGs. But if you could focus on how this report focuses in on a specific SDG like quality of education, and how much information we can learn about philanthropy from various vantage points.
Of course. The report provides a detailed look into the overall support directed toward each SDG. It takes a closer look at how funding changes year over year, which I just mentioned earlier, starting in 2016 when the goals entered into force, through 2019. It provides the average and the median grant amounts for each, and it breaks down the funding by source. So you can see basically the distribution of funding per corporate donor, foundation, and individual donors. And drilling even deeper into corporate funding in particular, the report also reveals the profile of corporate donors providing the highest level of support per SDG based on their industry, the company size, and years in business. So it shows an interesting breakdown in private sector strategies. So using SDG 4, quality education, as an example, as you suggested, from the overall funding, approximately 40% of this total funding was provided by corporate donors. We find this out from the data. 42% was provided by individual donors, and 18% was provided by foundations. Now, when we look in more detail at corporate donors, among the corporate donors, the highest level of funding came from the financial services industry, from well-established multinational corporations with over $75 billion in annual revenue. So the research, the data, and the report goes into this level of granular detail on each SDG.
It's a lot of information, Kinga, and as we were focused in on quality of education, SDG number 4, which was number 1 overall, this was not necessarily the case for every region. How does the SDG landscape report help us understand regional variations of philanthropic support?
Indeed, quality education was number 1 overall. But it's also interesting that it is the only issue area that appears among the top 5 most supported SDGs in all 9 regions explored by the report. The regional part of the report, of course, drills down further and tries to identify the diversity when we look at these specific regions. And just to mention, as far as regions, we looked at Africa, Central America and the Caribbean, Europe, North America, Oceania, Russia and Central Asia, South America, Southern and Eastern Asia, and then Western Asia. So these are the 9 regions we dived in a little bit in more detail. So as I mentioned, the regional landscape is diverse. Among the SDGs that receive the most funding on a regional scale, we see zero hunger, which is SDG 2, gender equality, SDG 5, decent work and economic growth, SDG 8, industry, innovation, and infrastructure, SDG 9, and reduced inequalities, SDG 10. And it's to be noted that these SDGs are actually not represented among the top overall 5. So the regional landscape, if you will, provides a closer look, and it shows this diversity. And similarly, actually, to what I described earlier about the more detailed look for each SDG, we have done that in each region as well. So for example, if we look at Central America and the Caribbean as a region, the detailed snapshots present the 5 SDGs that receive the most support overall, but it's presented side by side with the top 5 for each year. So you see how the landscape actually changes. We provide the average grant amount in that region. We provide the breakdown per funding source, which I described earlier. And as a unique feature, actually, on the regional landscape, the report identifies the SDG that shows the largest increase in support from 2016 to 2019. This is not always the same SDG, or this SDG is not always part of the top 5. So in Central America and Caribbean region, which I use as an example here, SDG 14, Life Below Water, is the goal with the largest increase in support when we look at 2016 towards 2019. However, SDG 14, this SDG, does not appear in the overall top five. It actually appears only in 2016 in the top five and in 2017, not in 18 and 19. So different looks at the same within the same region provide us an overall picture of how the landscape is shaping.
You're certainly giving us a sense of just how rich this report is and filled with data on a regional level looking at these SDGs. When we look at different types of donors, support from different types of SDGs, what can we learn about philanthropic interest, say, of corporations, if we were to drill down into corporations, just as you have looking at regional aspects and how they relate to their support of SDGs?
Yes, the data shows that all donors are committed to health and education, fighting poverty, making our cities inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable. We also see priority goals, though, which are unique to each donor group. So in case of corporate donors, decent work and economic growth, so SDG 8 stands out. In case of foundations, peace, justice, and strong institutions, SDG 16. And in case of individual donors, life on land, which is SDG 15. But more specifically about corporate giving, what you were asking me, the data shows that funding goes to a very wide range of SDGs. So when we looked at giving per industry, 11 goals are represented across the five, the top five, supported by the various industries. And then an even closer look at the most supported issue areas per industry confirms that corporations are working towards aligning their business and CSR strategy to the SDGs. I can give you an example. Most corporate funding from the agriculture sector, for example, was directed to supporting zero hunger, which is SDG 2, decent work and economic growth, SDG 8, responsible consumption and production, SDG 12. And peace, justice, and strong institution, SDG 16, and life on land, SDG 15. We can see the alignment with the scope of the industry, agriculture. And maybe the last thing I would mention here is the SDGs which did not make it to the top. When we look on an industry-specific top five list, here, gender equality, SDG 5, clean water and sanitation, SDG 6, affordable and clean energy, SDG 7, climate action, SDG 13, life below water, SDG 14, peace, justice, and strong institutions, SDG 17. So these were missing in the top five in the industry-specific look. Again, just a piece of information as far as where funding gaps need to be addressed.
Kinga, in addition to the Sustainable Development Goals, which you've clearly made a case for why these are global goals, there's another topic that has certainly become very global, and that is COVID-19 and how that has affected life worldwide. How is philanthropy also involved in COVID-19, and how do these topics come together?
Yes. What we've seen in the private sector's response to the pandemic has been truly inspirational, Ted. CAF America's recent survey of corporations shows the extent to which corporate America has stepped up during this critical time of need, supporting their employees, their communities, and really channeling vital funding to relief efforts worldwide. We have done a series of surveys and reports on this topic, and the corporate donor response during this time period was remarkable. I'll give you a few examples. Definitely companies are giving more. 72% of the corporate respondents increased their contributions to charities during the pandemic. This is what the data shows. Companies are demonstrating flexibility to grantee needs. The data showed 65% of the corporate respondents offered to change grant purposes, to redirect funds to most immediate needs. Definitely companies are also broadening their philanthropic strategy with 52% funding new grantees. And I want to also mention the fact that companies are listening. 33% indicated that they increased employee engagement in determining strategy. So this level of commitment, in my mind, can serve as a model for what is needed to drive progress on the SDGs. And with the world grappling to confront the coronavirus global pandemic, its impact on our lives, the economy, the SDGs may not be top of mind, but the pandemic actually underlines the importance of the SDGs as it lays bare the interconnectedness of our diverse challenges. It exposes important vulnerabilities, I think. So it shows us that humanity's most pressing issues are global. They impact us all, and the solutions need to be global, and they need to be approached from a systems perspective. So I see the SDGs, which are calling for such an approach, very much in line with what we're seeing right now during the pandemic.
Thank you, Kinga. You've certainly made a very strong case for why the SDG giving landscape, tied with the other research of CAP America, brings philanthropy to the forefront.
You've been listening to the Caring and Funding Podcast, powered by CAP America. Tell all your friends and colleagues to check out our archives, sign up for our free newsletter, and download our iPad and iPod-friendly podcasts at capamerica.org. Thanks for listening to the Caring and Funding Podcast.